scheduling dollars and cents. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
There are some interesting challenges facing school sports right now, and a lot of it has to do with making sense out of scheduling games in a way that is efficient financially in general, and in particular, scheduling football games in a way that is philosophically and practically in step with the nature of educational athletics. It's no secret that schools are being hit hard economically, and while extracurricular activity programs make up about 1-2% of the total school budget, they're not immune to any of this. The Michigan High School Athletic Association's representative council recently surveyed the landscape to try to map a course of action for what its role might be in the weeks and months ahead. So far, the bulk of the financial decisions affecting school sports have been made at the local level. Schools have not yet asked the association they voluntarily join every year to do some of the things that have happened in other states, like mandating cuts in the number of games scheduled during the regular season. Only peer pressure forces schools to play the maximum number of dates allowed, and some schools have taken the leadership to cut back schedules in some sports and at some levels within sports on their own. Discussion about the MHSAA's role will likely focus on things it can do to assist schools to protect revenue or generate new revenue, and in the expense control and reduction area. Everything is on the table, as the association will explore this topic through different committees and in meetings with other statewide groups, with the council taking another look at the situation at its remaining meetings of this school year in March and May. Another area of scheduling the representative council discussed at its fall meeting is in football. A reality of the last round of playoff expansion from 10 years ago is that it didn't take the pressure off scheduling to get into the postseason tournament as the football community said it would. Far from it. It probably made it much worse. There are again leagues on the brink of being broken up for the sake of trying to achieve 6 wins. There are schools which are being forced out of natural alignments with neighbors because they win too much. It's an issue that needs to be brought under control philosophically first, but frankly, the finances of the day might bring it under control fast. There's no reason for the far-flung travel that some schools do to get opponents that they can beat or losses that they may avoid. There's no reason for neighbors not to play each other and realize bigger gates that can provide badly needed revenue for their entire sports program, as opposed to making an expensive 2-hour bus ride so they can pad their record and buy an extra week of football season instead. Football scheduling is handled by the state association in some parts of the country. Wisconsin, for example, handles the football schedules for its member schools and is considering a plan which would have all of its schools play exclusively within its own borders, threatening some of the long-standing relationships that schools in our Upper Peninsula have had with the Badger State and making their scheduling problems even worse. So there will likely be some conversation of how the scheduling of football games should take place over the next few months for the representative council to come back and review later this year. In the meantime, discussions are taking place already among school administrators to see if they can apply some local scheduling solutions that make sense from a perspective and a pecuniary standpoint. Watch for highlights of MHSAA fall tournament action in Upper Peninsula girls tennis, Lower Peninsula boys tennis, Lower Peninsula girls golf, and cross country from both peninsulas this month on the MHSAA network. The block party kicks off next Wednesday, December 16th, with highlight shows in those sports running back to back to back to back to back, beginning at 7 p.m. on Comcast Channel 900 and being repeated on 4 other occasions. You can watch the programs this month on the MHSAA TV website as well and look at the complete schedule for the Comcast playback schedule. And later this month, you can check out Lower Peninsula girls swimming and finals diving action on the MHSAA network. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.